The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM newsroom in Richmond, I'm Dantea Price-Lisco. Governor Glenn Youngkin had until late Monday to finish approving, amending, and vetoing legislation. VPM News editor Megan Moore has details on some of those last-minute vetoes.
Youngkin vetoed 52 pieces of legislation, including proposals on ranked choice voting and parking spaces for electric vehicles, among others. A ranked choice voting bill would have clarified requirements for holding elections using the system. The governor vetoed the measure, saying it's still a new practice in Virginia. Historically, the method can be traced back to the 13th century, and during the 1850s, it became popular in Europe. Another bill Youngkin vetoed would have removed the requirement for parking signs at spaces reserved for charging electric vehicles to include the potential penalty. Virginia's General Assembly will reconvene April 17th to act on the governor's other amendments. Megan Moore, VPM News.
Superintendent Mervyn Doherty has worked for Chesterfield County Public Schools since 2018. A Tuesday email from the school division says he'll retire on June 30th. During his time with the district, Doherty set up the state's first recovery high school program for students dealing with substance abuse. He also started the first K-8th grade virtual school in the Commonwealth. In all, Doherty has worked in education for about 50 years. The county's school board is set to share plans for finding his replacement soon. Before the General Assembly session ended in March, Governor Glenn Youngkin vetoed a bill that would have required freight trains to have more than one crew member. As VPN News' Ian Stewart reports, that veto landed a few weeks prior to a new federal ruling mandating the same thing.
Last week, the Federal Railroad Administration said that staffing freight trains with at least two crew members will ensure rail operations are uniform and safer throughout the country. Mark Wallace with the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen agrees.
The engineers are a lot of times hyper-focused on the controls and what's happening not only on the front of the train, but what's happening in the middle and on the rear of the train. It's very helpful and we think necessary to have a second crew person on the train with us.
Youngkin says mandating crew size is, quote, a blunt regulatory tool that complicates collective bargaining between railroads and unions. Prior to the federal ruling, 11 states required a two-person crew, according to the trade publication Freight Waves. Wallace says his union will continue pushing for passage of the Federal Railway Safety Act. That piece of legislation would help develop new rail safety guidelines. Ian Stewart, VPM News.
Virginia Tech's Board of Visitors unanimously approved a 2.9% tuition increase for the 2024-2025 school year. In-state students will now pay about $13,000 a year, while out-of-state students will be on the hook for $34,000, according to Cardinal News. The school says its tuition has increased by about half the rate of inflation during the past 5 years. The University of Virginia previously approved a 3% increase for the next two academic years, and on Tuesday, VCU's Board of Visitors will discuss its tuition rates. Richmond's Economic Development Director is leaving the post he's held since 2019. Leonard Sledge has accepted a position with another locality and is expected to leave the city job by June, according to Richmond BizSense. During his tenure, Sledge has had a hand in numerous projects, including the Diamond District development and City Center. A Richmond official said other senior staff are positioned to take the lead on those initiatives. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM. VPM.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.